Behind the Chair on Talk About in association with emmacorkhair.com.
Now, great to have Emma Quirk back with us for this month's Behind the Chair slot. How are you doing, Emma?
I'm good. You're doing good.
Very good. Great to see you as always. Now, you have big news for us. Big changes afoot in the world of Emma Quirk Hair.
Yeah, big changes is right. Not an easy decision, but I suppose it's going to be a really, really amazing decision when everything gets up and running. So, look, as most of the public know at this stage, I am shutting my doors on Main Street, but I'm not stopping doing hair. I'm just relocating my business under Sean Taff's roof here in Tralee. So it's literally my business under his business. A big exciting change, big exciting move, and just something that's just a nice change.
And in a way it's kind of coming full circle.
Yeah.
Because you used to work with Sean Taff.
Yeah, I used to work for Sean. Yeah, I worked for Sean up to 10 years ago. And then I went self-employed after leaving Sean. So yeah, it's doing the full circle, as you said. Yeah, and it's just nice going back under his roof and going in there with my own business. So yeah, so look, it's a growth for me in the last 10 years. But it's lovely that I have Sean and Cara with the support for this move as well, you know. It's a bit mad, big changes, but look, I'm really looking forward to it.
And obviously, like, I know, Emma, you're so popular, you have such loyal customers, and you've built that up over a number of years. And obviously you want them to know, they'll know anyway,
yeah,
but just to reassure them you're still there.
Oh yeah, I'm still there. Nothing changes. Like, it's still going to be the same colour. It's still going to be the same products. I'm still going to be doing the exact same services. Nothing changes. Literally, it's just under a different roof. And I suppose that was something that I wanted to get across, like, from day one. Because I know people thought, like, I was giving it fully up. And you know yourself, look, stories get legs under them and people run with stories and things. So, you know, the clarity is there. I'm not going anywhere. I'm literally just moving to another salon. I'm here to stay. There's a lot more left to me yet, Deirdre.
Brilliant, brilliant. Very, very well said. Well, look, we wish you all the best,
Thank
Emma.
You.
And I know you'll be successful wherever you go because
Thanks,
you're
Deirdre.
You. We're going to give you some questions now. A few have been in already. Are you ready to roll?
Sure, why not?
We'll start with this one, and I know we've had this issue before, and it's from Emer. She wants to know, which is the best one of the sprays you can get to cover up your roots? I have tried a few of them in the past, but they make my scalp itchy.
Yeah, I've come across that, and that can be just like a sensitivity on a person's scalp, that the scalp can be itchy from sprays. But I don't know if Emer knows, there is actually a powder there, and I know we spoke about this. There is a spray and there's a powder, and the powder is more like an eyeshadow. I love it because I just feel like the amount that's going on, so it's something similar to that. So I've moved people to that kind of direction, just for, I suppose, look, sensitivity and taking away the itch or the spray. So that's where I'd be going if she was interested in it.
And can you get that in?
It's salon. Like,
salon
for us
only.
It would be salon, yeah. I haven't seen it on the shelves, like, because obviously I know the likes of the L'Oreal, the green tins that most clients tend to use, or they would be on about it. I've never seen it done in the powder, but salons definitely do the powder sprays, or sorry, the powder itself and the sprays.
Very good. Lister says, my 14-year-old daughter's mad to get highlights, but will it damage her hair to get highlights so young?
The damage is caused if the hair isn't looked after. That's how I put it straight out. 14, yes, is a bit young. I have a rule, it's 16 and over.
And would most salons have that rule?
Yeah, I would imagine they do. And look, it's just been, and look, we all have different salon policies. You know, I just think 16 is young enough.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, like, if you think about it, at 14, we're still going through changes. So the hair is still changing, like, the texture of the hair is still changing, the type of it, you know, like, someone that might have never had an oily scalp but now has it at 13 and 14, and then that could dry out again. And with highlights, and I know that lady asked about damaging, it's the maintenance. So who's going to keep up the maintenance? Is it going to be the 14-year-old or is it going to be mom and dad that's going to keep up the maintenance? And look, the 14-year-old might have a job as well, but there's going to be toners, there's going to be the proper shampoo and conditioner, you know, and like heat protectors. Like, and that's where we, like, I always, anyway, any youngster that does come into me, I'm straight away going, you're going to have to do this, you're going to have to do this, you're going to have to do this. And when you list it out and then they realise the maintenance, they're like, okay, I'll wait for another while. You know?
Yeah.
But that's where I look at it. And it's not to turn anyone off, but it's just, you just have to, I suppose, be realistic about it. And that's like, it's not about the actual hair damage, but it's the maintenance of looking after the hair. Is what needs to be looked at first.
Yeah, I would be saying to myself now, you know, at that age, I'd be saying to myself, God, you've your whole life now to be dyeing your hair. You're only 14. Give yourself a break.
I think I was like 14 or 15, but like, when I think back, but that was back then. Like, that's a long time ago now.
Were you one of those little girls who was always cutting up your Barbie doll's hair?
Never.
Restyling it? And
never.
No?
I never did. And I actually never cut my own hair either, which is even funnier. Yeah. No, but it was whoever I could get a hairbrush to, like, as an adult around me, was more what I did. But I grew up watching my granddad cut hair. But... And he always used to just do it in the house, you know, they'd all come in and out. But it just, he used to have these really cool razor, like, but it was actually a scissors and the razor top was on it. And I always said to Mom, I'd love to know where they ended up. It would have been a cool thing in, just in a, like a glass frame to look at, you know, but I think that's where the creativity came from. And I suppose I just knew that the scissors was dangerous, I suppose, really. But yeah, never cut the Barbie dolls or never cut my own hair.
Did you even have one of those, you know, those heads?
I think I did. Yeah, I did. But yeah, I spent more time. I like, even my grandmothers, like, I used to ruin them. Like, I'd be doing something with their hair and I'd be wrecking, you know, their washing sets every week, and sure, I'd be pulling at it and doing something with it, and anyone I could do anything with, like, I was at it. But you're definitely not the dolls. Like, yeah,
not the dolls.
Yeah.
So it was your grannies you practiced on.
Yeah, started with the grannies. Yeah, God. yeah, and then my cousins. Yeah, I was always at my cousins' hair. Like, you know, I'd be doing up like their hair and up styles, and so I always had it, like, I suppose I always had that little bit of creativity. So I was always tying up hair, like, I was doing like aunties and cousins, whatever, like up styles when I was like 13 and 14 when they were going off to ball. So, like, I suppose, no wonder, I suppose, I went off at 17 then training. Yeah,
there you go. You know? That's where it all started.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've gone off on a total tangent.
It's all right.
As I know I can with you, Emma. So, look, we'll take a break. We've more questions for you, and a quick reminder to people, 083 300 3300. If there's any hair related query you have for Emma Quirk this afternoon, we'd love to hear from you.
Talk About Behind the Chair on Talk About, in association with emmacorkhair.com.
Now, welcome back to the programme. We are chatting to Emma Quirk. She's answering hair queries for you. Now, here's a funny one for you from somebody who said, I want to ask Emma, does she ever think the Rachel from Friends haircut will make a comeback?
Which one? Wasn't there a couple? There was the Bob, actually, and there was the other one with the layers all in around her
I
face.
I think the famous one with the layers.
Yeah, that's fab. That's actually, I see that a lot, actually, over the last few weeks. There's a lot of that layering look kind of coming back in, and people adding a lot of layers back into their hair and things. So, yeah, you can start to see it kind of reappearing a small bit. It's funny because I actually only was watching Friends the weekend.
There you go. So it seems to be on a loop.
Yeah.
you know, funnily enough, has anybody since had an influence in terms of a personality or a celebrity who's, you've had people coming in going, I want hair like her?
Yeah, you would. But then obviously the joke goes along with it and being like, well, I want her face as well. You know, like, yeah, you would. I do find that it's more images, like, from Google, outside of it being more a celebrity or a blogger. They'll get inspo from that, but then a person will always bring it back to kind of Google and Google images and kind of say, well, look, I know she's like this, but could I have mine maybe something similar? And that's where consultation kind of comes in, that you bounce off and say, well, look, we need to look at your face shape. We need to look at, like, you know, your manageability at home, like less maintenance, you know, all these kind of things. And are you willing to style it? And then you kind of have to explain to a person, look, that's a bit photoshopped, or, you know, so there's all that. But that's where consultation comes in, really.
Okay, very good. A listener says, this is Kathy. She says, my hair is thinning on top. Is there anything I could do about it? I have an underactive thyroid.
Yeah. And that can be quite common with it. I suppose, like, look, I always say you can make an appointment with ourselves. Now, I do have a waiting list, but if she was willing to wait, then we could get her in with myself for a consultation. I could have a look at it on the camera. But like I said, it will be a couple of weeks because there is a waiting list there, just for the likes of those things. That we could have a look, that, you know, it could be just a shampoo and conditioner or just a couple of treatments within the salon. That it could bring it back. And there is hair supplements there and things as well that, you know, could be advised. But that's what I'd be kind of suggesting, because that is something you kind of have to see. And I have seen it before with thyroid issues, with hair loss and
it
things.
It can affect your hair. Yeah,
it can be hair loss or it can be hair thinning. It can be like dry scalp, or it can be an itchy scalp, you know, so there's a load of different combinations. So that's where it could be coming from.
Speaking of itchy scalp, another question from Margaret Justin. She says her scalp is very itchy, and she says it takes my hairdresser less than a minute to wash it. Now, there's no question there, but I think what she means is it because it's not being washed properly?
Yeah, no, I'm quick at shampooing and I'd still be at the basin for at least 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah. Like, that can't be right.
No, like, it has to be definitely two shampoos. Like, if it's that quick, then there's obviously, it could be a product build-up being left on the hair that it's not being rinsed. Look, I don't know. I'm not in the salon to say that I'm the one washing the hair, you know. But that is a very quick time. And even with my years' experience, I would be still a bit longer. But that's just my own personal thing, because I know, like, the length of time my shampoo needs to be, and I know the length of time my conditioning at the end needs to be. So, yeah, it's just something to be aware of. Just, I would be more suggesting make sure that the hair is actually being shampooed twice, and that it's conditioned, and that you know that you can actually kind of feel when it's been rinsed that the hair feels squeaky clean after both shampoos been rinsed off. Then you'll know that all product is fully rinsed out.
Still on the itchy scalp, a listener says, please ask Emma, what can I get for itchy scalp? It's especially bad at night. I've tried Alpha Parf, Nizoral, Aveeno, no joy with any of them.
Okay, like I've said there, I think that's something that it's probably going to be a camera situation, just to have a look at the scalp. So by all means, look, ring the salon, get your name on the waiting list, and I'll have a look at it on the camera. And that is something, like, if she has used all the above in products as well, there's obviously something that's going on, or the products that have been advised or the products that have been used just aren't suiting the issue. And it could be the slightest change with a product that could take this itch completely away.
Texter says, hi Emma, I'm about to invest in a hair straightener. What one would you recommend? I have long, thick hair.
Oh, I'm a GHD queen. Yeah, I'm all GHD, to be honest. Yeah, and look, GHD, which is very handy as well, have a couple of different sizes in their plates as well. So if it's long and thick, the hair, you can actually get a wide plated straighteners as well, which is actually a good thing, because at least then you're not going through it in thin sections with the smaller straighteners, whereas this will cover a lot more of the hair, so you'll feel like you're not straightening your hair for a long time, and you're not, like, obviously overheating it, you know, and things. But be sure to get a heat protector before you start using the straighteners.
Caller says, for the past month or so, my hair is falling out. When I wash it, it's the worst. It comes out like lumps in the shower. Nothing has changed, only I've lost a bit of weight. I have 3 kids and I didn't lose a rib of hair on any of them. Any suggestions as to what it could be?
So this lady has mentioned she's lost a bit of weight. So sometimes our body can actually do that when our body's going through a bit of a transition, you know, and weight loss and things, that can happen, that you might tend to lose a small bit of hair. But I would get this lady just to keep an eye on it for only another maybe 2 or 3 weeks. Because if that's something to continue, it just, I would be probably suggesting getting her bloods done. Sometimes it could be something that's after triggering by the weight loss. You know, you'd hear that with people sometimes. So just keep an eye on it. If she's still not sure, pop in to her own salon or like that. When I can get a chance to have a look at it, I will. But if she's kind of a bit worried about it, then I'd say just go and get your bloods done, and see if there's anything there first. And if it's not, then at least can have a look at it with the camera, and then it will just help it back with shampoos and conditioners. But on the whole thing of hair loss as well, and it's just on the fact that like COVID is kind of rampant at the moment, it's something that I always kind of make my clients aware of, and we've seen a lot of it over the last 3 years. Anyone that had COVID, hair loss was a big thing with it as well, and people suffered a lot of hair loss with it. So just, it's not everyone will get it, but it's just to let people know that it is just a small side effect with COVID. So if it is the case, like, don't be worried, it does come back. I've seen it come back 100%, but it's just something, it's just like the immune system is just so low after having COVID as well.
Of course. Emma, we better let you go, but before we do, a lot of people are asking about how they can contact you now going forward.
So for now, like, I'm obviously staying in the salon across the road from yourselves here for the next 3 weeks. So my last day in the salon over, I can't even say it out loud yet, is the 26th of August. So I'm still contactable there. And then I actually start under the roof in Sean's on the 29th. So as for now, I can be still contactable in the salon on the 066-712-9602. And then from the Tuesday 29th, I will be going from under another number. But if anyone has missed the number, they can ring Sean Taft. They will take names and numbers and they will pass the information on to myself.
Perfect.
And I will be looking after all of that as well.
Well, look, best of luck in the new venture. And the good news is you're going to stay with us on Talk About every month, which I'm delighted about.
Yeah.
Because we'd missed you if you were gone, Emma.
Yeah.
and the listeners would have as well, of course. So 066-712-9602 for now. And by the time you talk to us in September, you'll be well settled in.
Well settled in,
into Sean Taft, so you can tell us all about it. Emma, thanks a million.
Thank you, dear.
And the best of luck with the new venture.
Cheers.
We'll take a break.